Viktor Orban lost. The blueprint for American fascism has lost after eroding his country in every possible way. So we can all get a nice little insight into what Nazi Germany would have looked like if it wasn't for the Great Depression or the Second World War. No, people are out here bopping and popping, you know? Look at that.
Köszönöm nektek, hogy elhittétek, hogy meg lehet csinálni. Köszönöm, hogy elhittétek, hogy megváltoztathatjuk a sorsunkat. Köszönöm, hogy elhittétek, hogy a saját történelmünket mi magunk, a magyar emberek írjuk. Köszönöm, köszönöm, köszönöm. A magyar emberek ma igent mondtak Európára, igent mondtak a szabad Magyarországra, igent mondtak arra, hogy képviseljük őket, hogy segítsük őket, hogy rendbe tegyük az országot, mert ez egy magyar kormány.
Amazing!
Ah, they're so happy. How can you be mad? No, it was a pretty incredible blowout, apparently. Let me see. That's just, Mr. Maggiore's opposition party was on course to win 137 seats, more than a two-thirds majority. Orban's party expected to win just 55. Shortly before polls closed, authorities said more than 77% of registered voters had cast ballots, the highest turnout in a Hungarian election since the collapse of communism in 1989. Damn. So they got their own Zoran? No. No, they did not. God damn. Too big to rig.
Bad. We cannot describe.
We are
it.
So happy that Orban is finally gone.
We are glad to feel some sense of hope finally.
Yes, yes,
after,
yes.
Yes.
We changed after. The system.
We changed the system.
His post-election speeches have been way less conservative than his campaigning, I noticed. Well, unsurprisingly, Viktor Orban is and always has been a massive grifter. He only really shifted to the right because leaning into that far-right populism was the best way to enrich himself and his cronies. So now that he's out of power, it makes sense to immediately, like, drop that, you know? Otherwise, you don't really have anything to do besides being bitter and ass-mad forever from the sidelines. Oh, you're talking about Magyar. Well, the same applies to Viktor Orban, who gave a pretty conciliatory concession speech right after. We'll see what Magyar ends up doing. Hopefully he ends up doing a bit of a Huey Long and ends up campaigning as being more racist than he actually is, but, you know, we'll have to see.
Finally, I can say that I can be a proud Hungarian, finally, after...
All right, okay. All right, Bucko, Let's dial it back a little bit.
After 16 years.
I have been waiting for this since some time, and I hope that the new leadership, new prime minister, will really make a prime minister of all the Hungarians, as he said.
I saw this clip. Very racist. Contrapoints vindicated at a critical point too in her public image. Peter Magyar victory speech. We want to make a country where no one is persecuted because they think differently or because someone loves in a different way to others. He didn't campaign as liberal. This is a huge change in direction from Orban's anti-LGBTQ+ crusade. This is actually Magyar coming out in support of pedophilia, so as not to entirely lose the Orban coalition. He's trying to build a big tent. Polish conservatives seem to be more mad about Orban than Hungarian ones. You're just basing that off of one tweet, though. Your statement doesn't make any. You're just baiting me. I don't appreciate that. There's also the Peruvian election going on. One thing at a time, man. Jesus Christ.
An election upset in Europe that is sending political shockwaves across the continent. Hungary's far-right nationalist leader, Viktor Orban, was defeated in an election yesterday. This brings to an end his 16 years in office. Orban was heavily backed by the Trump administration, but he lost to his center-right rival, Peter Modyar, in a landslide. It's a result that could have major implications for the European Union and the Ukraine war. NBC News international correspondent Molly Hunter joins us now with more on this. extremist Somali Orban was embraced by the far right globally, including here in America. Well, critics say under his leadership, Hungary is no longer considered a full democracy. He conceded
last... Neo-fascism is such an internationalist project, man. There was like no meaningful difference between what Viktor represented versus what Putin represents versus what Trump represents versus what Bukele represents versus... They're all like the same guy, you know?
Last night following a pretty resounding defeat, what's he saying? What's been the reaction in Hungary?
Yeah, Joe, resounding defeat is definitely an understatement. It was a landslide, as you said. Now, he did concede last night with about 98% of the votes in. It was a very short speech, but he said...
I was disappointed watching Magyar's speech today live. Despite him not being the biggest fan of Netanyahu, he said that Hungary will keep blocking the EU's anti-Israel sanctions. You shouldn't get too hopeful about Magyar. He is, at best, a neoliberal. The best that he could be is a neoliberal.
The results were, quote, clear. Now, Joe, this was a dirty campaign, both sides kind of hurling insults, leaking sensitive information about the other. But it was a landslide, as you say, the kind of victory that could mean real change could come to that country. Now, the reaction from voters, we've been watching kind of all the agency, all the local TV feeds come in overnight, and people were out partying into the wee hours last night. Of course, the majority of voters voted for Peter Mojgyar, who were celebrating. And most of the voters who were interviewed that we listened to said that their vote was driven by Hungary's relationship with Russia.
Hungary.
For further proof this morning, Joe, the currency in Hungary surged this morning to a four-year high against the euro. So good news for a lot of Hungarians this morning.
So, Molly, I mean, what do we know about the incoming Prime Minister, Peter Mojgyar? I mean, he's not a liberal. He leads a center-right party. So what could this mean for the EU? What could it mean for the Ukraine war?
Yeah, a real reality check, I think, for people around the world who are celebrating this or looking at the headlines with some relief. He is a staunch conservative. He was part of Orban's party for many, many years. But what he has said is that he will restore checks and balances. He will restore democratic systems that were eroded over the last 16 years. And the most important thing that is ringing through European capitals this morning, he has said that he will approach the EU with an outstretched hand. Now, in Brussels,
maybe the EU can be halfway functional now. You are right. The people in chat are saying this are right. The biggest dub here, apart from obviously people in Hungary getting to enjoy, I think, better standards of living, is that the EU will no longer be held up on supporting Ukraine. It doesn't really do much about the whole end of the world situation, but not every solution can fix every problem, you know?
Massive sigh of release. We have heard from Ursula von der Leyen, of course, the president of the European Commission this morning, Joe. And she says a country reclaims its European path. The union grows stronger. And it is not just a symbolic win. It is a real practical win for EU member states, Joe. A lot of major decisions require all 27 member states to sign off. Orban has basically wielded a veto. And so there's a lot of kind of hopefulness that actually Peter Mojgyar may actually kind of become more involved and be more open to some of the member state bloc's decisions.
Molly, it's no secret the Trump administration backed Orban just last week. Vice President Vance visited.
Yeah, Vance campaigned for him, and instantly Viktor's chances at re-election plummeted. Really, it was a blowout election. I mean, it really was. He lost in every district, didn't he? District, province, state, whatever the preferred term is for Hungarian subnational regions. Pretty crazy.
Country expressed his support for Orban. So what's been the reaction from the Trump administration?
Yeah, Joe, it was an extraordinary move to see Vice President J.D. Vance in Hungary in Budapest last week during the Iran war, stumping for Viktor Orban. Now, we have not gotten an official response from the administration. It's no secret that both the Kremlin and the Trump administration.
God, he looks stupid. Whew. God damn. God damn. Look at that. Look at that swing. Whoo, dilly. How the vote swung since the last election, list vote share change per municipality. Tis a gain, 3,151 municipalities. Fidesz KDNP gain, 4. Yes, sir. That'll do it. You'll find on a map where the holding party was the 4 municipalities where they did well. I don't know. it's blue and black, you know. If it was red, maybe I could find it. God damn. Is there any way to see this and have hope for where the U.S. is leading last year? Or, sorry, later this year, do you think? Well, I think this is a good reminder to the point that the kind of neo-fascism to reaffirm my idea here, right? My idea, essentially, is that the last time the world was not completely controlled by people who have the same material interests was during the Cold War, and prior to that, during the fascist rise in the 1930s. With those two exceptions gone, now the global order is pretty much, you know, completely multilaterally aligned behind like neoliberalism as a predominant political and economic ideology. Basically, all trade relations, all international and national politics are driven by a desire to streamline markets for the greatest possible degree of, at one level, exploitation, and on another level, like financialization. And that's like the final like end stage, basically. You turn into, like, you don't even produce anything anymore. You're just speculating on existing assets, right? Everything becomes rent capture. Or rent, why am I blanking on the term? Rent-seeking behavior. I was thinking of corporate capture, rent-seeking behavior. And the problem is that now, in a world that's getting increasingly peaceful, and a world that's getting increasingly, I don't know, capable of meeting the demands of its population, it's getting really, 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 really difficult to justify why the whole world has to be run by pedophiles. Like, it made a little bit more sense 300, 400 years ago. People didn't know how to fucking read, but now, you know, you have democracy, and it's like, well, only land-owning white men can vote. And it's like, okay, well, that was pretty dumb. Maybe like, I don't know, maybe all men, whether or not they have land or are white, can vote. Okay, maybe women can vote too. And eventually you run through enough like concessions and capitulations towards democracy that you run out of excuses for why, like, well, at the end of the day, the world's still been run by like the richest pedophiles, right? When does that stop? And it never does. So you have to come up with new social excuses. And you can run through the list, right? You can run through like, well, immigration has to be curbed, or like we need to unite against this foreign cause, or this or that. But eventually, like, you kind of run out of really good excuses, so you have to make up new ones. And I think that neo-fascism, like Trump or Viktor Orban, are like the new in vogue one, or at least they were 10 years ago. The idea that, like, okay, listen, we don't have a good excuse for why the world isn't getting better and why you have to take the orders of rich pedophiles. So we're just going to do fascism again. We don't have the guts to do real fascism, but we're going to do like fake fascism, you know? We're going to pretend to be hyper-nationalist, but we're still going to let people in on H-1B visas. We're going to pretend to be super racist, but in reality, we're not going to have the social capital needed to actually enforce any kind of like modern racial apartheid, you know? We're going to be super duper sexist, but nothing's going to change legally or politically about like women's involvement in the workforce. We're going to do fascism light, you know? We're going to do the affect. We're going to have real neo-Nazis in office like Stephen Miller, but what are they going to get done? Well, they're going to carry out basically the same deportations that Obama was doing, but like maybe a little bit more scuffed, you know? Nothing will fundamentally change. The problem is this is like actually a really bad way of justifying the status quo. So eventually it falls apart. That's my idea, at least. I feel like fascism is as capable of being implemented today as like Soviet style socialism. You know, it's not really like in line with the current conditions. So what this is a reminder of to me, right, with Viktor Orban, is that this system also fails. Hungary is shifting back to neoliberalism, right? It always was, by the way, like under Viktor Orban, the underlying economic policies were still that. They still lean towards streamlining things for investment and privatization, pro-business, policymaking, deference to international capital. Like, the underlying pattern didn't really change, but now we're going back to that original pattern. I think, like, eventually we're going to have to come up with a new excuse. The EU has been trying to do this with this weird, creepy, like, surveillance state, paternalistic, liberal bullshit they've been trying to push. They, Australia, especially the United Kingdom, you know, this, like, don't worry, citizen, it's actually in your best interest that we arrest you for criticizing Israel, that kind of stuff. I don't really know where we go from here. Did you say Australia? Yeah, Australia is super paternalistic. They have been for decades. They do want you to live in a pod. Yeah. Here we go. The counties. Every single county went to Magyar. The fascists get nothing done unless you're trans. Then they're incredibly effective at taking away your rights. I really don't want to like, I really don't want to downplay the degree to which transgender people's rights have been taken away over the past decade. But it is worth noting that like, if you compare the current crop of fascists to, you know, the original fascists were in fact a lot faster. They were a lot more, I don't want to say effective because that has a positive connotation, but I'd say that when it came to achieving their goal of disenfranchising LGBT plus people, they were definitely a lot quicker at doing that. You know, they had the asses in the camps like day two. In reality, nobody has the guts to kill anymore. Not anyone, not even the people in power, really. The most they can do is like, pathetically justify via like, you know, status quo, qualified immunity bullshit. Well, the ICE can do what they want. Police can do what they want. But that's not what the brown shirts did. The brown shirts just straight up killed people with no legal justification. Then the courts let them get away with it. Now everything gets clogged up, which is good. I'm glad the fascists don't have the ability to, oh my God, voters abroad. It should be against a UN charter. There should be a treaty on this. Expats shouldn't be able to vote. They're always Hitler. Turkish expats should not be able to vote for Erdogan. Iranian expats should not be able to cheer for the Shah, the Crown Prince. Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with them? It's because they're rich, and because they're rich, they're evil. So they like have the money to escape Hungary, but then they're like, yes, keep fucking children, Viktor Orban, from the safety of London or Prague or whatever. Not in the case of Moldova, though. Well, thankfully, Moldova is not a real country, so I don't have to factor it into my analysis. Berlin most of the time, yeah. Ethnic minorities in neighboring countries. I actually don't know how long you hold on to your, like, Hungarian citizenship that way. Eventually, I feel like you have to give it the goat, right? Isn't Russia doing real fascism? Not really, dude. Russia is super, 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 super cucked to their own little internal oligarchy. They don't really have the momentum they need to do, like, real race-based fascism. If anything, their propaganda lends them more towards, like, imperial-style fascism, right? You know, conquer and subjugate inferior populations. But they clearly can't do that, you know? They're afraid of doing a big conscription because, you know, Putin's worried about dropping his GDP from 5 to 4. What's the closest to real fascism today? Israel? Yeah, probably Israel. But even they're afraid to die, you know? Wehrmacht soldiers went out there like every single one of them was ready to die. The average IDF soldier, you know, is out there writing to Haaretz, please publish my letters. Please publish the articles about how sad I am that I had to kill 20 babies. I pee my pants every night now, remembering the time that I gleefully killed a bunch of children by shooting them in the back of the head. I'm the victim here. You know, it's, I don't know. The world's very strange. Honestly, the closest thing we've had to like real, honest, true blue fascists who are quote-unquote effective lately is probably ISIS. They're probably the closest you're getting, I think. The Daesh? Yeah. Or, I don't know, like North Africa, the Boko Haram. I mean, there's at least elements there. It kind of goes to show, I guess, like, fascism worked as a national model back when the economy was nationally oriented, right? Like, you could do fascism at a state level because your economy was largely internal. Like, international trade wasn't anywhere near as common as it is now. But now that trade is international, fascism on a national level is really, really difficult. And the only way to get the kind of social zeal you need for fascism is to operate as a non-state entity, like ISIS. If ISIS ever pulled a Taliban and set up an actual state, they would drop that shit like this. Just like the Taliban had to, right? Taliban, you know, they're having fun out there in the mountains. The moment they have to take Kabul and actually, like, run the paperwork, they're like, man, this shit fucking sucks, dog. I'm fucking bored, you know? If you gave all the ISIS boys desk jobs, it would fall apart instantly, you know? Fascism isn't about paperwork. It's about performatively ignoring paperwork, basically. Basically, what I'm saying is that neoliberalism is the great evil, and it should be feared more than everything else combined. Anyway, it's a big deal. It really is. I don't want to downplay this. It is a big deal, you know? I'm interested in seeing what the future looks like for Hungary. I really hope it's not like, you know, 2 years from now, Hungarian protesters are out there in the street protesting Israel's atrocities and they're getting arrested by Hungarian police and charged with anti-Semitism or whatever.
We have major news to get to this morning. Hungary's authoritarian leader, Viktor Orban, has conceded his race for re-election, ending his 16-year run as prime minister and dealing a massive blow to Vladimir Putin and to right-wing populism around the globe. With nearly all of the country's ballots counted, Hungary's center-right party was set to win 138 seats in parliament. That's more than two-thirds majority that his pro-European rival, Peter Mazar, needs to undo Orban's constitutional overhaul. Mazar is a former ally of Orban who ran on issues of health care and the economy. This year, voter turnout was the highest it's been since 1989. And just look at this video.
1989 being the year that the Berlin Wall fell and Hungary was finally freed, it appears they are free once again.
So in a post...
Wow. You're right. It's just like the Cold War ending. Yep.
On social media, President of the EU Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, posted, Hungary has chosen Europe. Europe has always chosen Hungary. The election result follows a months-long diplomatic blitz the Trump administration, who sent Secretary of State Marco Rubio to Budapest in February to show support for right-wing populist Viktor Orban. And last week, President J.D. Vance made a visit there to show support. He literally said it across the table. We're here to support you and wish you luck.
Yeah. Well, and you can go down the list. Members of Trump's family, everybody was all into this.
Full election. Hillary Clinton on Hungary's election. They had Hillary Clinton on Morning Joe to talk about this.
And,
you know, save Western civilization. Well, it-
all right. Will you fucking retire already? Jesus Christ.
In fact, voting Orban out is a win for Western civilization. It's a win for accountable government. It's a win for the rule of law. It is a win for checks and balances. It's a win against corruption. And it's a win against those who cozy up to dictators like Vladimir Putin.
And Madam
SF tech bros seem capable of genuine fascism. Well, they're capable of some kind of like smarmy, you know, neo-monarchism where they think that or they think they're going to like tech priest their way into a high cabal that worships the singularity or whatever. The problem is that like their mania does not translate into social mania. Like the AI bros have so far been completely unsuccessful in taking their megalomaniacal impulses and transplanting them onto the population. For the most part, they're incredibly unpopular. I was actually like, there was a funny Twitter thread because somebody Molotov cocktailed Sam Altman's house again, and the comments underneath it were all people going like, base. And there was like a tech bro SF lady being like, why does everyone hate us? What the fuck? And it's like everyone, like nobody wakes up and thinks, damn, that was bad what they did to Sam Altman, you know, literally nobody. So it's unfortunately like you need to make that project, you know, palatable to a large number of people. He is the Antichrist, to be fair. Yeah. By the way, Orban's downfall is the result of a child abuse scandal every time. Yep. I mean, I don't think it's specifically because of this. It's a lot of stuff. It's just, it's good to assume that if a person is in charge, and like right leaning, they're probably a pedophile. Like it happens more often than it doesn't. Not a single analysis of Orban's suit. You don't need to know anything about fashion to know he looks fucking real. Dude, look at him. He looks fucking ridiculous. He looks like a penguin.
Nem kicsit, hanem nagyon.
We won not small, but big. Very, very big. Together, we changed the Orban regime. Together, we liberated Hungary. We took our homeland back.
For more, I'm joined by Bloomberg's chief Europe correspondent, Oliver Crook, on the ground for us, as he has been throughout this election. Ollie, a lot of superlatives here. It's the end of an...
All I can think of is that video of him rolling around. Oh yeah, this was very unpresidential of him. This might have been why he lost. Just not a dignified way to exit a press conference. I didn't realize it had audio. That's my bad. I can't believe this is real. Me either. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
Era for Orban. Just give us a sense of the significance, the scale of Peter Magyar's victory.
Lizzie, I think everyone was really stunned, even the people that were the most optimistic about the potential ousting of Viktor Orban within the Magyar camp where I was last night on the banks of the Danube a little bit further out, when we saw just how much of a landslide, a blowout this...
Modern fascism is impossible because fascists would rather argue about anime or whatever on Twitter than die for the homeland. Well, that's like unironically true, yeah. Really, it's just that people are too comfortable. You need people to be really, really, really close to death, like every day of their lives, for them to think like, maybe I do need to die for my bloodline or whatever. It's the reason why the only actual unironic Nazis in America who are willing to act on their ideology are like prison white race gang thugs. You know what I mean? They're like clanners or whatever. Very poor people, usually very stupid, mentally ill, meth heads, right? Not people who have good lives. People who have good lives don't actually want to die for their fatherland. I have seen so many fucking Hungarian femboy images from this one group, this goofy ass. They look like the Amazon basic femboys, you know, disgusting. But they're promoting like the farther far right in Hungary, like the Nazi party or whatever. Many such cases.
was from the opposition leader, who staged an absolutely incredible election campaign over the last 2 years. And Lizzie, it's hard to overstate how difficult what he did is. I mean, in Hungary, Viktor Orban controls much of the media, has huge sort of structural advantages, and he still managed to win this two-thirds majority within parliament, which gives him really free hand to legislate very freely across Hungary. But not only that, Lizzie, that two-thirds majority gives him powers to even change the constitution. So this is a position for this opposition leader coming into power here, really emboldened with a really strong mandate from the Hungarian people. And again, he's going to be inheriting some of the issues that brought down Viktor Orban, whether it's sort of the economic stagnation that we've been talking about. There's, of course, the energy shock, which has no end in sight after what we saw over the weekend in Iran. And this is going to be a very sort of challenging, a bit of an uphill battle. That being said, Lizzie.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, I had to scroll a bit to find it. When these are your fascists, you're not getting real fascism. Unfortunately, you can still get neoliberalism. That's still on the table. Hungary does have real fascists, by the way, and every few years they make a militia that only used to beat up brown people till the government had to ban it. All right, well, I hope they're having fun. I mean, I guess I don't, actually. Not beast mode. Sorry. It's bad. This is how Hitler dressed? Kind of. What's up with the racist femboys? Please explain. I mean, honestly, a lot of it is just that pedophile neo-Nazis form Discord servers where they find underaged boys and groom them into both being feminine without being woman, parentheses neg, and also into being Nazis. It's mostly just like a large pedophile grooming cult deal. It's why they all dress like shit too, because their stylistic indicators are being pushed on them by pedophilic older men.
He has called on a number of the government officials that are loyal
okay,
to
you
Orban.
All, you, I'm going to start. Thana, don't ban links because I want to ban the people sending them. That's like 50 consecutive links that aren't the thing that I'm talking about. Jesus Christ. You know how rude you people sound? You have the social grace of these individuals right here. I'm talking about something else. Wait, would you're in a classroom, you're in an auditorium, you raise your hand, hey, here's this other thing. Come on. Jesus.
To resign, saying that they've basically betrayed the nation. They've been loyal just to Viktor Orban. So this is really a very key moment. And I've got to say, on a personal note, Lizzie, you know, you watch a lot of elections, you cover a lot of these things. This crowd last night, very, very emotional, really feeling the sort of change that we've seen after 16 years of Viktor Orban.
So what does this victory mean for the Hungarian economy? What does it mean for the EU? And crucially, Ollie, what does it mean for the war in Ukraine?
Yeah, I think, Lizzie, what's really interesting is that some of the domestic issues and trying to turn the economy around, having to legislate, trying to break the grip of Viktor Orban, as Peter Magyar claimed that he would do last night, that is going to take a lot of time. What can happen very, very quickly is a change in posture in terms of the geopolitics, in terms of the foreign policy, and that is the expectation that we're getting from Peter Magyar at the highest level. We're expecting a prime minister of Hungary that, yes, is nationalistic, that, yes, still skews to the right, but is going to be much more constructive when it comes to working with the European Union. And as a consequence, as you know, Lizzie, as we've covered very, very extensively, the only person that's been standing between 90 billion euros and Ukraine, that loan from the EU, has been Viktor Orban. The expectation now is that you're going to have a regime here in Hungary that is going to be much more
trying to make up for the people calling me racist for the Chinaman impression last stream, Thana.
Constructive in dealing not just with Ukraine, but a number of different issues at the European level. That gives the Europeans a much more consolidative sort of footprint going forward in their sort of political ambitions on the global stage, to say nothing of the fact, Lizzie, that J.D. Vance came here to Hungary to campaign alongside Viktor Orban. That failed. He then went to Pakistan for those negotiations. That failed. Some real questions about the potency of Trump foreign policy.
All right. I think we got, you know what? Actually, hold on. Here's a bit. No, I don't actually want to watch the concession speech. Chinaman's a slur, by the way. Is Chinaman a slur? Okay, fine, I'll say a Chinese, which you clearly prefer. Like, anyone racist actually says Chinaman. Jesus Christ. Antique fucking joke slur. That sounds worse? Yeah, I bet it does. Uh-huh. But it's also grammatically correct and definitionally not a slur. I don't want to hear it from you. Asian American, please? What? Why would... What? Asian Amer... We're not... I'm talking about people from China. What do you mean Asian American? Asian? That's like... fucking 3.5 billion people. American, that's not America. What do you, what? Jesus Christ. Just focus on the damn election, okay? Leave it, leave the race talk to the white boy, okay? As God intended, all right? How about you guys focus on the election? It's like calling a black person African American when they're not American. Okay, unironically though, that is something older, awkward American people will sometimes do. Like American white boys who are kind of racist, you know, like boomers or whatever, they will sometimes do that. They'll say African American when talking about African black people. Because African American and black are almost synonymous in America. Cijaro, Orban's finance minister, has barricaded himself with some of his closest colleagues and is shredding documents relating to sanctions on Russia and any other evidence of treason. Nice meme. Man, you think they would have done that beforehand, huh? All right, Thana, you can let... It's fine now, but they're on thin ice. It's fine for a bit.